10th Mishnah of the 10th Parak of Erevin. Negel sheyesh v'roish glus tero. A bolt that was put through the door to hold it in place, and it has a rounded out top that can be used for crushing things. So Rabbi Lezer says you're not allowed to take it out, either because it's mukta or because it looks like you're being adding something to the binyan, unless it was tied up and hanging before Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says that no, since it has its gluster on its head, it looks like a kli and it doesn't look like a part of the binyan, and therefore you're allowed to take it out and put it back. There was a place in Tveria that some shul or building that was in Tveria that there would be noig boheta ad shaboram kamliv askenim v'oshulahem. Gil askenim said that he should not use this bolt on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisaymer is noigva. Other way around, the story was originally they were machmir, but on kamliv askenim v'tirulahem. He said no, that since it has this rounded out head, it's a kli, and therefore it's permitted to use on Shabbos.